Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, transcendental knowledge, text number 8.
Čitamo iz Bhagavad Gita iz 4. poglavlja pod nazivom transcendentalno znanje, 8. stih.
Paritranaya sadunam Vinashaya chaduskritam Dharma sanstapanartaya Sambhavami yuge yuge. Translation. In order to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium.
Prijevod. Da bih izbavio pobožne, uništio bezbožne i ponovno uspostavio načela religije, pojavljujem se mileni za milenijom.
Purport. Skip a little bit here. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kaviraj, the following verses summarize the principles of incarnation.
U Chaitanya Charitamriti Krishnadas Kavirađe sljedeći stihovi sažeto opisuju ta načela inkarnacije.
Quote, the avatar or incarnation of Godhead descends from the kingdom of God for material manifestation.
Avatar, inkarnacija Boga, silazi iz Božjeg carstva da bi se očitovala u materijalnom svijetu.
And the particular form of the personality of Godhead who so descends is called an incarnation or an avatara.
Oblik božanske osobe koja se tako pojavljuje zove se inkarnacija ili avatar.
Such incarnations are situated in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God, but when they descend to the material creation, they assume the name avatara.
Takve inkarnacije prebivaju u duhovnom svijetu, Božjem carstvu. Kad se pojave u materijalnom svijetu, nazivaju se avatare.
So of course this is a very often quoted verse.
Naravno, ovo je stih koji se jako često citira.
One of the more well-known verses of Bhagavad Gita.
Jedan od poznatijih stihova Bhagavad Gita.
Spoken by Lord Sri Krishna when he was present on this planet 5,000 years ago.
Izgovorio ga je gospodin Krishna kada je bio prisutan na ovoj planeti prije 5000 godina.
For the spiritual enlightenment of mankind.
Za duhovno prosvjetljenje čovječanstva.
Not just 5,000 years ago.
Ne samo prije 5000 godina.
But presently as well.
Već također i u sadašnje vrijeme.
And 5,000 years into the future.
I 5000 godina u budućnosti.
Because these are universal truths.
Jer to su univerzalne istine.
They are valuable at any time, past, present or future.
One su dragocjene u svako vrijeme, u prošlosti, sadašnjosti i budućnosti.
Because at any time in history, the purpose of the human form of life is spiritual enlightenment.
Zato što je u svako vrijeme ljudske povijesti svrha ljudskog oblika života upravo duhovno prosvjetljenje.
Many things change.
Mnoge se stvari mijenjaju.
This is the world of change. It's the material world.
Ovo je svijet promjene, on je materijalni svijet.
But this principle never changes.
No to se načelo nikada ne mijenja.
Atato brahma jinasya. Now that you've arrived at the human form of life, now is the time for spiritual inquiry.
Sada kada ste dostigli ovaj ljudski oblik života, vrijeme je da se raspitujete o duhovnim istinama.
We've traveled a long way to get here.
Dugo smo putovali da bismo došli ovdje.
There's a long journey behind us.
Iza nas je dugo putovanje.
We quoted the verse this morning from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Jutros smo naveli stih iz Chaitanya Charitamrite.
Brahmanda Brahmate Konya Bhagivan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhaktilat Bij. That since we left the spiritual sky,
taj stih kaže da odkad smo napustili duhovno nebo,
what have we been doing?
Što smo radili?
We've been going from one brahmanda to another brahmanda, means one universe to the next.
Mi smo se selili iz jednog brahmanda u drugi, odnosno iz jednog svemira u drugi.
One species of life to the next.
Iz jednog oblika života u drugi.
One body to the next.
Iz jednog tijela u drugo.
We've, if you take it like that, we could summarize, we've pretty much been everywhere and done everything.
Ako to na taj način promatramo, možemo kratko reći da smo bili svuda i sve smo činili.
In fact, one time Prabhupada was speaking with his disciple Vishnujan Maharaj.
Jednom je Prabhupad pričao sa svojim učenikom Vishnujan Maharajem.
And he was encouraging Vishnujan Maharaj.
On ga je ohrabrivao.
He said, since you left the kingdom of God, you've been in every species of life.
Rekao mu je, otkad si napustio Božje kraljestvo, ti si se nalazio u svakom obliku života.
You've been in every imaginable body.
U svakom tijelu kojem se može zamisliti.
You've done everything that the jiva can possibly do in this material world, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Činio si sve što duša može činiti u ovom materijalnom svijetu, dobro, loše, ružno.
And you're still not satisfied.
I još uvijek nisi zadovoljan.
So, why continue down that path?
Zašto i dalje ići tim putem?
Privriti marg, nivriti marg. Privriti marg means the path of sense enjoyment.
Privriti marg znači put osjetilnog uživanja.
And nivriti marg means the path of renunciation, culminating in devotion to God.
A nivriti marg znači put odricanja, odnosno put u kojem se sjedinjujemo u devociji s Bogom.
So if after some time something doesn't work, the intelligent thing to do is to abandon it.
Ako nakon nekog vremena nešto ne funkcionira, inteligentno je to jednostavno napustiti.
Like I'm about to abandon this harmonium.
Kao što ću ja, na primjer, napustiti ovaj harmoni.
So many of the keys.
Toliko tipki ne valja.
If you're a musician, you could hear.
Da ste glazbenik, možete to čuti.
If you're not, if you don't have a musical ear, you didn't really notice, but every time I play,
ako nemate sluha, možda to nećete primijetiti, ali ja sam to dobro primijetio.
And all the expert musicians who are trying to follow, they're thinking, what is this sannyasi doing? He's just pretending to play like.
I svi ovi vješti glazbenici koji su pokušavali pratiti ovo, pitali su se, pa što ovaj sanjasi radi?
So I'm not going to keep going. Either I'm going to repair it, which is probably what I'll do, or I'll give it away.
Ili ću ga popraviti, što vjerojatno neću učiniti, ili ću ga jednostavno ostaviti.
It doesn't make sense to keep something, keep attempting to utilize something that's broken and doesn't give you the satisfaction you're looking for.
Nema smisla održavati nešto što je pokvareno i što vam ne može pružiti zadovoljstvo koje tražite.
So the path of privriti marg, the path of sense enjoyment, which most living entities are following, it doesn't bring the satisfaction of the heart.
Tako da put privriti marga koji većina živih bića slijedi, to je put osjetilnog zadovoljstva, on ne pruža zadovoljstvo srcu.
So at one point it has to be abandoned for the higher path of nirvriti marg, slowly, slowly giving up our attachments to this world, and the higher principle, becoming attached to Krishna, his devotees, the spiritual sky.
I u jednom trenutku taj će se put morati napustiti, i to postepeno, na taj način da polako napuštamo sve vezanosti, da se vežemo za Krishnu, njegove bhakte.
Actually, according to the sadhus, that's again, like we said last night, when the human form of life really begins.
I to je prema sadujima, prema mudracima, kao što smo i jučer rekli, zapravo početak ljudskog oblika života.
We break away from the path of privriti marg and take up the noble path, as Buddha called it, the noble path of transcendence.
Ako napustimo privriti marg i krenemo plemenitim putem, kao što ga je Buda zvao plemenitim putem prema transcendenciji.
So this is the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita.
To je tema Bhagavad Gita.
That's why it's not a very popular book.
I zato nije baš toliko popularna knjiga.
I hate to say it.
Žao mi je što to moram reći.
This is not on the bestseller list.
Ova knjiga nije na listi bestsellera.
You look all the bestsellers, right? Bhagavad Gita is like probably not even mentioned.
Bhagavad Gita se na toj listi vjerojatno niti ne spominje.
It's not very popular.
Nije popularna.
Not many people are interested.
Nije da je mnogo ljudi zainteresirano.
So does that mean it's not very important?
Da li to onda znači da nije važna?
No, it's most important. Most people are not enlightened about the goal of life.
Ne, to je zapravo najvažnija knjiga, ali većina ljudi nije prosvjetljena o cilju života.
Manushyanam sahasresu kushchid yatati shidhaye. Shidhya, siddhi means a mystic, one who is interested in transcendence. Manushanam sahasresu kaschidyatati shide. Out of many millions and millions and millions of men and women, Krishna says, maybe one is interested in the science of self-realization.
Krishna kaže da je mnogo, mnogo milijuna muškaraca i žena, možda samo jedna osoba zainteresirana za to znanje.
That's you.
To ste vi.
You can take pride, of course we don't want to become proud, but you can take satisfaction in the fact that you're one of the few who have taken to the path of spiritual life.
Možete biti sretni, osjetiti zadovoljstvo što ste jedni od nekolicine koji su krenuli duhovnim putem.
It may not be very popular Krishna consciousness, but that doesn't mean it's necessarily wrong.
Svjesnost Krishne možda nije popularna, ali to ne znači da je pogrešna.
It takes a great sacrifice to be a devotee.
Potrebno je puno odricanja da bi osoba bila bhakti
posvećena. It's a high price you have to pay.
To je visoka cijena koju trebamo platiti.
To give up all your material attachments.
Da bismo se odrekli svih svojih materijalnih
vezanosti. Things that are very near and very dear to you. Give them up!
Stvari koje su toliko drage i bliske srcu, vi ih napuštate.
But get something better, Krishna consciousness.
Ali dobivate nešto bolje u svjesnosti
Krishne. You can only give up something if you get something better.
Možete napustiti nešto samo ako dobijete nešto bolje.
So we have to give up so much in Krishna, but what do we get? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. That alone, that sound vibration, Hare Krishna, that's more valuable than all the pleasures of the material world put together.
Samo ova zvučna vibracija je puno vrijednija od svih zadovoljstva materijalnog svijeta.
What else makes you dance in ecstasy?
Što će vas drugo navesti da plešete u zanosu?
Last night, you were all mad men and mad women dancing in ecstasy.
Sinoć smo svi bili luđaci, plesali smo.
What else in this world can make you do like that?
Što vas drugo u ovom svijetu može navesti na tako nešto?
And you were dancing with strangers.
I plesali ste sa strancima.
Where does it happen that people come together and dance in ecstasy with strangers? Only when they become intoxicated in illusion and goes away. But any time we come together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is your most valuable possession.
To je najvrijednije što možemo posjedovati.
I often consider that I have many things I use in devotional service, but this I wouldn't trade for anything.
Često razmišljam kako imam mnoge stvari koje koristim u predanom služenju, ali ovo ne bih mijenjao ni za što.
Each of these little red beads are more valuable than pearls, diamonds, and rubies and jewels.
Svako od ovih zrna mi je dragocjenija od bisera, dijamanata ili rubina.
They were white like snow when I first got them.
Bile su bijele poput snijega kad sam ih dobio.
And they were rather rough.
I grube.
But through many decades of chanting, they've become like very beautiful pearls.
Ali nakon desetljeća mantranja, izgovaranja mantri, postale su poput prekrasnih bisera.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So you can only renounce something if you get something better.
Možete napustiti nešto samo ako dobijete nešto bolje.
And take up the path of Nivritti Marga, renunciation.
I ako krenete putem Nivritti Marga, odnosno odvojenosti.
So to encourage us, the Lord comes.
Da bi nas ohrabrio, Gospodin dolazi.
We need his influence in our life to make that change.
Potreban nam je njegov utjecaj u našem životu kako bismo učinili tu promjenu.
Here Krishna describes his appearance in this world.
Ovdje Krishna opisuje svoju pojavu u ovom svijetu.
In great detail.
U velike pojedinosti.
Actually this verse comes as a shock, you could say, to most people in Western society.
Mogli bismo reći da je ovaj stih šokirajući za mnoge ljude u zapadnom društvu.
That the Lord himself would appear in the material creation.
Da bi se sam Gospodin pojavio u materijalnoj kreaciji.
In his original transcendental form.
U svom izvornom transcendentalnom obliku.
We hear about sadhus appearing.
Čujemo o tome kako se sadhu i svete osobe pojavljaju.
Saintly persons.
Sveci.
We hear about the Son of God.
Čujemo o Božjem sinu.
So people know that, they're familiar with that. But when you tell them, oh yes, sometimes Krishna's coming himself, they say, what?
Ljudima su te stvari poznate, ali ako im kažete da se Krishna sam pojavljuje.
When Krishna descends from the spiritual world, he's called Avatara. Avatar is not a movie.
Kada se Krishna pojavlja u ovom svijetu, on je avatara, to nije samo film.
I was speaking on a similar verse recently and I mentioned Avatar. One boy said, I saw the movie. I know everything you're talking about. I know God is blue.
Nedavno sam isto tako govorio nešto o ovome stihu i netko je rekao, pa ja znam ko je avatar, znam o čemu se ovdje radi. Bog je plav.
Avatar is actually a Sanskrit word. It means literally one who descends from the spiritual sky into the material creation for the purpose of spiritual enlightenment.
Avatar je sanskritska riječ, a znači onaj koji silazi iz duhovnog u materijalni svijet da bi pružio duhovno znanje.
Sometimes even a devotee can be called avatar.
Ponekad se čak i bhakta može zvati avatarom.
Not that he's God, but he's empowered by God to act on his behalf. He's called Shaktavasha avatar.
On nije Bog, već ga je Bog upunomoćio da djeluje u njegovo ime i takva se osoba zove Shaktavasha avatar.
Like Narada Muni is a Shaktavasha avatar.
Kao recimo primjer Narada Munija.
Sometimes he's called Bhagavan Narada.
Ponekad se on zove Bhagavan Narada.
This term Bhagavan is generally only reserved for Krishna.
Obično se ta riječ Bhagavan koristi samo za Krishnu.
Because Bhagavan means the owner of all opulences.
Zato što Bhagavan znači vlasnik svih obilja.
There's only one person who owns everything.
Samo jedna osoba sve posjeduje, koja je sve stvorila.
Aham savasya pabavo matasarvam pravartite. Krishna is me, I am the source of all that is material and spiritual.
Krishna kaže, ja sam izvor svega što je duhovno i materijalno.
So there's only one Bhagavan, owner of all opulences.
Stoga postoji samo jedan Bhagavan, vlasnik svih obilja.
But if you carefully study Bhagavatam, on three or four occasions, Narada Muni is called Bhagavan Narada.
No ako pažljivo proučavate Bhagavatam, onda ćete vidjeti da se Narada tri ili četiri puta spominje kao Bhagavan Narada.
Wait a minute, that's contradictory to many of Prabhupada's purports. Only Krishna's Bhagavan. How can you say Narada Muni's Bhagavan?
To se protivi s mnogim pravopadinim komentarima. Kako možemo reći da je netko drugi osim Krishne Bhagavan?
Because Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, the Supreme Lord is always ready to bestow all his opulences on a devotee who wants to spread his glories in the material world.
Zato što Prabhupad kaže da je Krishna spreman podariti sva svoja obilja bhakti koji želi širiti njegove slave u materijalnom svijetu.
It's called power of attorney in English, that you give a certain power to a lawyer to do things the government would ordinarily do.
To se obično kaže moć odvjetnika. Vi opunomoćujete odvjetnika da čini neke stvari koje inače dužnost vlade.
You authorize someone to represent you.
Vi dajete nekome odobrenje da vas predstavlja.
So when Krishna authorizes someone to represent him, he gives him a lot of shakti.
Kada Krishna to čini, kada daje nekome dopuštenje da ga predstavlja, on daje veliku šakti.
And sometimes it's seen that devotee is as powerful in this world as God himself.
I ponekad se čini da je bhakta, posvećenik ovom svijetu, čak i moćniji od samoga gospodina.
By God's grace.
Božjom milošću.
Sometimes it appears he's even more powerful.
Ponekad se čak čini da je i moćniji.
Such a soul we would like to meet.
Voljeli bismo upoznati takvu dušu.
Sadhu sanga, sadhu sanga, sarva shastukoi, lava matra, sadhu sanga, sarva siddhihur. Such a sadhu who is imbued with devotion for Krishna. Even a moment's association with such a person, we can also begin to understand and possess that bhakti.
Kada sretnemo takvu osobu, samo jedan trenutak druženja sa osobom koja je prožeta ljubavlju prema Krišni, dovoljno nam je da mi sami počnemo razvijati to isto.
And sometimes that devotee appears to be more powerful than Krishna.
I ponekad se čini da je taj bhakta moćni i od samog Krišne.
Many of us know the story that Prabhupada was walking on the beach chanting his japa with his disciples in Bombay.
Mnogi od nas znamo priču kad je Prabhupad šetao sa svojim učenicima na plaži u Bombaju.
And the special nature of the morning walks with Prabhupada is that you could ask him questions.
I tim posebnim okolnostima se moglo Prabhupadi postavljati pitanja.
Ordinarily Prabhupada was so busy you couldn't ask any questions.
Obično je Prabhupad bio toliko zauzet da mu niste mogli postavljati pitanja.
But the forum of the morning walk was that you could ask questions because it was being recorded for the benefit of the whole ISKCON society. Prabhupada would answer one question, but actually he was speaking to his whole society of devotees.
No, priroda tih jutarnjih šetnji je bila da su se ti svi razgovori snimali, tako da Prabhupad nije govorio samo nekolicini okupljenih bhakta, već je to bilo i za čitavo društvo svjesnosti Krišne
ISKCON. So, on that particular day, a devotee asked Prabhupada a very interesting question.
I to su jutro bhakte pitali Prabhupada jako zanimljivo pitanje.
About Lord Chaitanya.
O gospodinu Chaitanyi.
The most recent incarnation of Krishna to appear in this age 500 years ago.
O naj možemo reći bližoj inkarnaciji Krišne koja se pojavila u ovom svijetu prije 500 godina.
Devotee said, Shri Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Shri Prabhupada, gospodin Chaitanya je svevišnja božanska osoba.
There's no doubt about that. It's stated in Shastra.
Šastri to kažu i u to nema sumnje.
Krishna varnan pusha krishnam shangopanga shaparshadam yagnai sankitan payar ishantihi Shumera Shaha. He's described his appearance, his devotees, his mission, his activities.
Sve je opisano, njegova pojava, njegova pratnja, djelatnosti i misija.
And he said, but we see that Lord Chaitanya mainly just preached around India.
No vidimo da je gospodin Chaitanya većinom propovjedao samo u Indiji.
Mainly Bengal. He took a trip to South India and he came back and he was in Braj.
Išao u južnu Indiju iz Bengala, bio i u Vrađi.
But why didn't Lord Chaitanya, if he's the supreme personality of Godhead, why didn't he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world?
No zašto gospodin Chaitanya, ako je bio svevišnja božanska osoba, nije proširio to diljem svijeta?
Certainly that wouldn't be difficult for him.
Zasigurno mu to ne bi bilo teško.
So Prabhupada stopped and said, good question.
Prabhupada je zastao i rekao dobro pitanje.
Prabhupada had his cane. He put his cane in the sand and he lifted his head. He said the reason that Lord Chaitanya did not spread Krishna consciousness all over the world is because he wanted me to do it.
Prabhupada je zastao, zabio je svoj štap u pjesak, podigao glavu i rekao razlog zašto gospodin Chaitanya nije proširio svjesnost Krišne diljem svijeta je zato što je želio da ja to učinim.
How do we understand that?
Kako možemo to shvatiti?
This is the nature of love.
To je priroda ljubavi.
Each lover wants to glorify his beloved.
Svaki ljubavnik želi slaviti onoga koga voli.
The wife wants to glorify the husband wants to glorify the wife, the friend wants to glorify the friend, the other friend wants to glorify that.
Supruga želi slaviti svog muža, muž svoju ženu, prijatelj prijatelja.
The disciple wants to glorify the spiritual master wants to honor his disciple. This is the nature. Love is reciprocal. It's not a one-way street. Love is reciprocal.
Učenik želi slaviti svog guru, a isto tako duhovni učitelj želi cijeniti svog učenika. To je priroda ljubavi, ona je dvosmjerna, ona nije jednosmjerna ulica.
That's why we're also happy in Krishna consciousness. We have so many loving reciprocal relationships.
Zato smo mi toliko sretni u svjesnosti Krišne, imamo toliko divnih razmjena.
So just as the devotee wants to make Krishna famous, Krishna wants to make his devotee famous.
Baš kao što bhakte žele slaviti Krišnu, tako isto i Krišna želi da njegovi bhakte budu slavljeni.
The Lord wants the world to recognize the saintly qualities of his devotee.
Gospodin želi da svijet prepozna sve te odlike njegovih bhakta.
Why?
Zašto?
Because Krishna says in Gita, whatever a great man does, the common man will follow in his footsteps.
Zato što Krishna u Giti kaže da sve što veliki čovjek čini, ostali će slijediti.
And whatever a great man does, the whole world wants to follow suit. They want to follow his example.
Dakle, sve što velika osoba želi učiniti, čitav svijet želi slijediti njegov primjer.
Everyone has their hero.
Svatko ima svog heroja.
Everyone has someone who inspires them in this world or some persons who inspire them in this world.
Nekoga tko nas nadahnjuje u ovome svijetu.
I mean, when I first met the devotees, the very first 5 minutes I met the devotees, I told my friend, I just met Vishnu Jan Maharaj, I told my friend, wow, I'd like to be just like him. He said, why? I said, just, I don't know, it's just singing, he's dancing, he's speaking, he has a spiritual master, he can speak Sanskrit.
Kad sam tek upoznao Bhakte, sa prvih 5 minuta rekao sam svom prijatelju, ja želim biti poput njih. Vidio sam Višnjan s vami i onda sam rekao, želim biti poput njega. Oni pjevaju, sviraju, znaju sanskrit.
So who are the people in modern society who inspire others? Rock stars?
Tko su ljudi u današnjem
društvu? The DJ who does the rave music,
koji nadahnjuju druge.
Corrupted politicians.
Rock zvijezde, DJ koji su
rascal scientists,
znanstvenici.
Life comes from matter, there's no soul, there's no God. Yeah, wow.
Koji govore da
I want to be just like you. These are the leaders of modern society. With all due respect, I mean, they're
to su vođe današnjeg društva, uz svo dužno poštovanje.
They're trying their best, they're just a little misguided.
Daju sve od sebe, ali malo su krivo usmjereni.
But they themselves are not liberated souls, so what can they really give? If your hands are tied, can you untie someone else's hands?
Oni sami nisu oslobođeni, šta onda mogu učiniti? Ako su vam ruke vezane, možete li vi odvezati tuđe ruke?
So if you're bound up, if you're entangled in material existence, what real help, what real salvation can you give someone else?
Ako ste zapleteni u materijalno postojanje, kakvu pravu pomoć možete dati nekom drugom?
Our best friend, our best friends are the devotees of the Lord.
Naši najbolji prijatelji su gospodinovi bhakte.
Who know the process of getting disentangled from material life, achieving liberation and going back to the spiritual life for a spiritual world for a life of eternity, knowledge and bliss. These should be the real leaders of society.
Koji znaju na koji način se izbaviti iz ovog svijeta i dostići duhovni svijet. Oni bi trebali biti pravi vođe društva.
Prabhupada said in one class, the principal reason that the battle of Kurukshetra was fought was to establish Yudhishthira as the emperor of the world.
Prabhupada je jednom rekao da je glavna svrha bitke na Kurukshetri bila da se Yudhishthira postavi kao kralj svijeta.
Right. There's the whole intrigue, the Mahabharata. Mahabharata means the greater history of India, the Pandavas and the Kauravas and all the intrigue and the reasons and the fight and millions are killed. Wow, what's it all mean? Well, there's many lessons to be learned. But in that lecture, Prabhupada said the main reason the battle was fought was to establish a devotee as emperor of the world.
U Mahabharati koja opisuje intrige koje su postojale između Kurua i Pandava postoji mnogo toga što možemo naučiti, ali Prabhupada je rekao da je zapravo ono najvažnije što se desilo iz toga je da je Yudhishthira bio postavljen kao car svijeta.
A devotee in a position of political power is called Raja Rishi.
Bhakta koji ima političku moć zove se Raja Rishi.
Raja means he's king, Rishi means he's sadhu.
Raja znači da je kralj, a sadhu, Rishi znači da je sadhu, odnosno svetac.
He's a humble sadhu with no material aspirations, only out of duty, sitting on the throne, giving people material guidance, material prosperity, but also giving them the other half, spiritual enlightenment.
On je ponizni sadhu koji sjedi na prijestolju i daje ljudima materijalni prosperitet, ali s druge strane daje im i duhovno prosvjetljenje.
Raja Rishi, he's king, but he also chants his rounds.
Raja Rishi je kralj, ali on isto tako i mantra svoje krugove.
He's king, he knows how to fight in battle to uphold dharma, but he can also quote the shastra.
On se bori, on je kralj, bori se u bitci kako bi održao dharmu, ali isto tako može citirati i šastre.
He's got a huge treasury full of money which he uses for performing sacrifices for benefiting the people, but his own possessions are nothing.
On ima ogromnu riznicu koju koristi za žrtvovanje za dobrobit ljudi, ali on sam ne posjeduje ništa.
Raja Rishi.
To je Raja Rishi.
Yudhishthira.
Yudhishthira.
Ok. king of the world.
Kráľ svieta.
So, as Prabhupada spent his whole lifetime glorifying Krishna, Krishna was thinking, yes, let me empower this devotee to spread my message all over the world.
Kao što je Prabhupad cijeli svoj život slavio Krišnu, tako je Krišna isto tako punomoćio njega da širi njegove slave diljem svijeta.
So we must make Prabhupad famous.
Stoga mi trebamo učiniti Prabhupadu slavnim.
If we want to make Krishna famous, our Lord, our Ishtadeva, we have to make Prabhupad, because Prabhupad, through Prabhupad's mercy, Krishna comes very near.
Ako želimo Krišnu učiniti slavnim, to trebamo učiniti preko Prabhupada, jer njegovu milošću Krišna nam postaje blizak.
And Prabhupada did that service.
I Prabhupada je to učinio.
Therefore, one of his godbrothers, Sridhar Maharaj, he said, oh, your Prabhupada, he is Shaktavish avatar.
Stoga jedan od njegove braće po Bogu, Sridhar Maharaj, rekao, vaš Prabhupada, on je Shaktavish avatar.
What better glorification could someone give? Your Guru Maharaj, he said, is Shaktavesha. And it's a godbrother speaking about another godbrother. Ah, yes, he's Shaktavesha avatar.
Kako možete još bolje slaviti nekoga nego da kažete da je ta osoba Shaktavesha? To je bio brat po Bogu od Prabhupada koji o njemu tako govorio.
Who is Srila Prabhupada?
Tko je Srila Prabhupada?
We don't know. One time a devotee asked, Prabhupada, who are you?
Jednog Bhakta pitao, Prabhupad, tko si ti?
Prabhupad said, if I told you, you'd faint.
On je rekao, da ti kažem, onesvijestio bi se.
And of course, we think of the spiritual master as our teacher, so we don't speculate on his rasa with Krishna, because he's playing the role or the service of our teacher, so we think of him as our teacher, our spiritual master. We don't speculate.
Duhovnog učitelja doživljavamo kao svog učitelja, mi ne razmišljamo o njegovom odnosu s Krišnom.
And sometimes.
Ponekad.
One time Prabhupada was very sick.
Jednom je Prabhupada bio jako bolestan.
And when you get sick, you become pale, ashen color, like ashes.
Kada se razbolite, onda postanete bljedi, put vam postane pepeljasto.
Prabhupada was very sick for like 4 or 5 weeks.
Prabhupada je bio jako bolestan koja 4-5 tjedan.
Then he got better.
I onda mu se stanje poboljšalo. Vratila mu se boja.
So one day, one of my godbrothers, Bhavananda, who was acting as the secretary, he walked into Prabhupada's room. Oh, Prabhupada, you're looking better now.
I onda je Bhavananda, koji je u to vrijeme bio njegov tajnik, rekao, Prabhupada, sad bolje izgledaš.
And Prabhupada said, yes, I have got my color back.
Prabhupada je rekao, da, vratila mi se boja.
He said, this reddish gold, this is my color in the spiritual world.
I on je rekao, ova crvenka sa zlatna boja je moja put u duhovnom svijetu. I onda sam hvatio za usta.
He didn't say any more. Like that. Bhavananda went to Nectar of Devotion and looked up all the devotees, what their colors are. This devotee is golden, this devotee has a blue issue, this devotee is reddish gold.
I onda je Bhavananda išao listati Nectar devoci da vidi kakve bhakte imaju put.
But we understand a devotee, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you can understand the greatness of a devotee by how he acts as a touchstone.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je rekao da možemo shvatiti bhaktu po tome kako on djeluje kao poput kamena mudraca.
A touchstone is, they call that in medieval ages here in Europe, it was called philosopher's stone.
U srednjem vijeku ovdje u Europi to se zvao i filozofov kamen.
And it's real.
Kamen mudraca. It wasn't stvaran.
It wasn't a fantasy. There was a stone that you could, by touching it to any object, that object would turn to gold.
To je bio kamen koji bi svaki predmet kojeg bi dotaknuo pretvorio u zlato.
It's not a fable, it's actually true.
Nije to priča, to je uistinu tako.
Sanatana Goswami had one philosopher's stone. He had a touchstone.
Sanatan Goswami je imao jedan takav kamen.
But compared to the real jewel that he had of the holy names, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. That stone was like garbage.
Ali usporedbi s pravim draguljima svetih imena, taj kamen bio poput smeća.
It landed in the garbage.
I bacio ga u smeće.
We say in French, la poubelle. C'est dans la poubelle. Vous parlez français? La poubelle. I always like that word. La poubelle. I forget my French. Whiskasela, l'objecte. Mariage, c'est de la poubelle. Oh, disgusting. It's la poubelle, mariage. C'est là, oui, la poubelle. So, he put in the poubelle. The trash. And one boy came to, he heard that this sadhu had something very special, so the boy came and he was looking around the ashram and he dug in the garbage. He found this stone. He said to Sananda, can I have this?
Jedan dječak je čuo da sadu ima nešto vrijedno i počeo pogleda u njegovo smeće i pronašao te kamen i pitao Sanatana Gosvamija, mogu li to dobiti?
This is something very valuable. Can I have it?
Ovo je nešto jako vrijedno. Mogu li to dobiti?
If you want. That's what you want. Take.
Ako to želiš, uzmi.
The boy ran into the village. He ran to brush. He was touching the tree. Gold! Touch a rock. Gold! Touch a horse. Gold! Golden horse.
In dječak bi dotaknuo, otišao je u selo, dotaknuo drvo, pretvorilo se u zlato,
so
dotaknuo konja.
Proud of his philosopher's stone.
Bio je tako ponosan na svoj kamen mudraca.
He's going around town. Hey, everybody, look, look! Yeah, but they're braj basis.
I onda bi svima pokazao, rekao, gledajte, oni su svi bili braja vasi.
They know, as we just said this morning, all the opulence of Vaikuntha, because Vaikuntha's Krishna's worshipped in Aishwarya Bhav, means like a king, like God is the God, so all the opulence. So, but all the opulence of Vaikuntha doesn't equal one grain of dust in Vrindavan.
Svo obilje Vaikunte, gdje se Krishna obožava u, u obilju, ne može se mjeriti sa jednim trunkom prašine Vrindavana.
So the Brajabasi is like, hello. Wait, like we're supposed to be impressed with your touchstone? Why is Hare Krishna?
Brajabasi su rekli, mi bismo sad trebali biti zadivljeni tvojim kamenom, zašto ne mantraš Hare Krishna?
And the boy started doubting, like, hey, yeah. And one man said, where'd you get it? In the poubelle. So how valuable could it be if it's in the poubelle?
I onda su ga pitali, gdje si to našao? On kaže, na smeću. Pa kako onda to može biti vrijedno ako si to pronašao tamo?
And the boy's thinking, yeah, that's true.
I dječak je mislio, pa da, to je
so
istina.
So he went back to the kunj near Kusum Sarovara.
Vratio se na jezero pokraj, na kunj pokraj Kusum Sarovara.
Sanatana Goswami had bhajan kutirs at different parts of Vrindavan. He'd spend a week in this bhajan kutir, a week in that bhajan kutir, Chakleshwar Mahadev, different places he would stay.
Sanatan Goswami imao više mjesta u Vrindavanu gdje imao svoj bhajan kutir.
So he had one bhajan kutir out at Kusum Sarovara where Krishna would go to collect flowers to put in Radharani's hair.
Jedan takav bhajan kutir imao pokraj jezera Kusum Sarovara gdje bi Krishna brao cvijeće da ga stavi u Radinu kosu.
He was sitting on the banks of that sacred river, lake, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Counting his rounds, counting the number of beads.
I sjedio je na obali tog svetog jezera i izgovarao ovu mantru.
He learned that from Lord Chaitanya.
Izgovarao je na brojanicu i to smo naučili od gospodina Chaitanya.
In the Chaitanya Chandramrita by Prabodhananda Saraswati, he mentions, there's a shloka there where he mentions that Mahaprabhu would also chant the holy names and he had a knotted cord around his waist and he would count how many rounds he was doing on that cord around. He tied in knots. He would count how many names of Krishna he would chant every day. So the Goswamis imbibed that from Mahaprabhu.
Pravodananda Sarasvati govori kako je gospodin Chaitanya imao uže koje bi zavezao kada bi izgovarao ime i tako da je to uže bilo puno tih čvorića.
They all had their tradition and their particular way of chanting.
Oni su imali poseban način mantranja.
Like one time I watched Prabhupada chant.
Jednom sam gledao kako Prabhupad mantra.
I was curious. If I'm going to do this my whole life, if I took a vow to chant 16 rounds every day, and I was, what, 20 years old, so I think if I live to be 80, so that's like 60 more years. I better learn to do it right.
Bio sam znatiželjan, ja sam razmišljao, ako sam dao zavjet da svaki dan mantram 16 krugova, sad imam 20 godina, i možda ću doživjeti 80-u, pa bolje ako ću mantrati svaki dan da to naučim učiniti pravilno.
So for the disciple, the best devotee is the spiritual master.
Za učenika najbolji bhakta je duhovni učitelj.
Or spiritual masters, diksha, shiksha, whatever. Those devotees are the inspiration for disciple. We've chosen those persons to follow because for us they're, we think in our heart, oh, that's the best example, so I want to follow.
Bilo da se radi o diksha ili shiksha guru, to su osobe koje želimo slijediti njihov primjer.
So one day, I snuck up to Prabhupada's room. This is La Fontaine Rose in Paris. Prabhupada was visiting, and he had one small little room, and he would, morning time, he would chant alone in that room.
I nakon sam se prišuljao Prabhupada u njegovu sobu, to je bilo u Parizu, i on je mantrao tamo ujutro u svojoj sobi.
So I wanted some mercy. Because I was out on Sankirtan all day, and I missed, you know, we didn't get to come to all the classes and programs because we were Sankirtan devotees.
Bili smo Sankirtan bhakte, dijelili smo knjige i nismo mogli prisustvovati svim predavanjima ujutro.
So then we, one morning Prabhupada was there, and I he was chanting, and I'd look in the room.
Jedno jutro sam došao do njegove sobe i pogledao u sobu gdje on mantrao. On sam se sakrio kad me ugledao.
So then one time I looked, Prabhupada had this sweet voice, said, "All right, come on."
I onda kad sam pogledao unutra, onda me Prabhupada pozvao da uđem.
He had a bowl of Simply Wonderfuls on his desk.
Imao je na svome stolu imao zdjelu sa slatkišima.
Do they still have Simply Wonderfuls?
Koje se zove Simply Wonderful?
I'm always traveling. I don't live in temples, so I don't know. They still have Simply Wonderfuls in temples?
Da li uvijek imate te slatkiše u hramu?
So, Prabhupada said, "All right, come on." And he took a sweet ball.
Prabhupada je uzeo tu slatku kuglicu.
Come.
Rekao, dođi.
I was very nervous. I came in and brought it.
Hare Krishna. Bio sam jako nervozan.
So I was like, looking, wow. Maha Prasad. So Prabhupada said, "Take." I'm just staring at it. "Take it." Oh yeah, okay. I don't even think I chewed. I just, it went down hole to my stomach. Boom.
Prabhupada mi je rekao neka uzmem. Nisam čak niti prožvakao, već mi je samo otišlo u želudac.
Oh, God, I didn't even enjoy it.
Nisam niti uživao u tome.
Prabhupada was looking. Who is this crazy boy?
On je sigurno mislio tko je ovaj
ludi mladić.
Then I went out, but
then Prabhupada was chanting. I was watching.
Onda Prabhupada mantrao, ja sam gledao.
Prabhupada chanted like this.
Prabhupada je ovako
mantrao. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Wow. He would turn the beads on the Hare Krishna and the Hare Rama. He would just meditate deep. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram.
Dakle, na Hare Krishna bi prevrtao kuglicu ruka prstima, a na Hare Rama bi zaustavio prste i meditirao.
It wasn't just the big things that Prabhupada did, it was also the small things that he did that attracted the heart.
Naše srce nisu privukli samo velike stvari koje Prabhupada učinio, već i male stvari.
Because everything he did in love.
Jer sve što je činio, činio iz ljubavi.
Prabhupada said, detail is a sign of love.
Prabhupada je rekao da su pojedinosti znak ljubavi.
Attention to detail is a sign of love.
Kada posvećujemo pažnju detaljima, to je znak ljubavi.
So we don't just cook the offering, but we make it really pukka and nice and a little flower here and that tulsi leaf right in the right place. And then it's an offering of love. If you do something, if you show detail, that means that you really love the person.
Stoga kada pripremimo nešto, kada skuhamo nešto, nije dovoljno samo to skuhati, već to pokušavamo lijepo ukrasiti, jer time pokazujemo svoju ljubav prema osobi
za koju spremamo. Just the big things that Prabhupada did, and they were many. You could also see his love for Krishna in the small things he did.
Dakle, nisu bile to samo velike stvari kojih je bilo mnogo, već ste njegovu ljubav prema Krišni mogli vidjeti i u malim stvarima.
Like Krishna says, I am the taste in water. So when Prabhupada would drink, he wouldn't touch the glass or the silver cup to his lips. He would take it from here. He'd pour, and this silver stream of water would come out. I was like, how does he do that? He would drink before class. Sometimes you see devotees try to do, and it goes all over their face. They try to be like a sadhu. I'll be like, excuse me. Prabhupada, he's tasting Krishna, the water.
Krishna kaže, ja sam okus vode. Ja sam okus vode. Kad bi Prabhupada pio vodu, on čašu ne bi prinio ustima, već bi pio iz zraka. I to neke bhakte pokušavaju imitirati i nije da im uvijek uspjeva.
And then when he probably played cartels. I don't know. I just fell in love with Krishna consciousness washing Prabhupada's hands when he played the. I've never seen anyone play cartels. I mean, it was artistic, but it was imbued with devotion. That's the point.
A Prabhupada je na ovaj način svirao karatale. Mislim da sam se zaljubio u svjesnost Krišne kada sam vidio kako Prabhupada svira karatale. Na koji način je to činio, punim emocija.
I remember one time one of the Indian, wealthy Indian, maybe it was Srinathji, the wealthy Indian businessman in India, he did an interview and he said, I am a businessman. I know people's characters. I have to.
Jedan bogati Indijac je jednom rekao, ja sam poslovni čovjek, ja poznajem karaktere ljudi, ja to moram znati.
Business means you have to tell sometimes little lie. Oh, this product, it is brand new and it is very first class. I'm giving you very cheap price. Actually, it's like 10 years old and he's increased the price. You don't know anything. So, but for you, I'm giving very special. It's very, very special. I'm practically giving away.
Kad prodajete nešto, onda kad poslovni ljudi to čine, onda morate reći neko laž, morate reklamirati svoj proizvod i reći da je uistinu dobar, da ga dajete praktički besplatno.
So Srinathji, he's a wealthy billionaire, so how did he get there? Yeah, this is very good price. I mean, he said, but in Prabhupada, he said, I never, in all my time associated, I never saw one trace of any material quality. He said, this is why I surrendered.
I on je na taj način postao milijarder, da je tako prodavao stvari. On je rekao da u Prabhupada on nije vidio čak niti trunčice pokvarenosti i zato se predao.
O Paramahansa of the Nectar Lake, did you your own true love forsake, leaving his fresh and fragrant lotus breast to come into this world of birth and death. This is Prabhupada. This is an old song we sing on the streets. Prabhupada came from the spiritual world, not like us. He didn't take birth out of some need to enjoy this world. Only out of compassion did he come to give us his valuable association.
Prabhupada je došao iz duhovnog svijeta. On se nije rodio ovom svijetu kao mi iz neke potrebe da uživa u njemu, već iz samilosti da nam da duhovno znanje.
Gorga Vindamara said there's two types of souls, jivatmas, who come from the spiritual world to the material world for the purpose of enlightening.
Gorga Vindasvami kaže da postoje dvije vrste jivatma koje dolaze iz duhovnog u materijalni svijet da bi prosvijetile druge.
One is the Vaishnav who comes out of his own compassion.
Jedni su Vaishnave koje dolaze iz vlastite samilosti.
Apparently, there you can understand the suffering here.
Dakle, oni mogu razumjeti kakva je patnja u ovom svijetu.
There's one soul. Okay, I'm going down there to help. I'm going down to, you know, wherever.
I oni kažu, dolazim da bih pomogao.
And he quoted, he said that Jesus Christ was such a person.
I rekao je da Isus Krist bio takva osoba.
Then Gorga Vindamara said, there's another type of devotee who comes when he's personally requested by the Lord to come.
I onda Gorga Vindasvami kaže kako postoji druga vrsta bhakte koje je Gospodin osobno zamolio da dođu.
And he said, that's a very special person when he's requested by Krishna. And he said, that's our Prabhupada was requested by Krishna to come.
I on kaže da je takva osoba uistinu posebna kad ju Krishna sam zamoli i naš Prabhupada je bio takva osoba.
Shaktavesh avatar.
Shaktavesh avatar.
Prabhupada said, I did not want to come to this nasty place.
Prabhupada je rekao, ja nisam želio doći u ovo grozno mjesto.
But Krishna asked me, he said, you come and I will arrange everything.
No Krishna me zamolio i rekao, dođi i ja ću sve učiniti.
Prabhupada said, but Krishna, I'm not very inclined towards austerities.
Onda Prabhupada rekao, Krishna, ali ja nisam sklon strogostima.
You know, we're not like tyagis, we live very austere lives. Our austerity is no meat eating, but we have gulab jamun.
Mi ne živimo strogim životom. Naša strogost je da ne jedemo meso, ali zato imamo gulab džamane.
No intoxication.
Ne uzimamo opojna sredstva.
But we dance like madmen, mad women with the nectar.
Ali plešemo poput lužaka.
Krishna, I'll arrange. And then everything was arranged. So this is avatar.
To je
better they would have spent their millions and millions of dollars on a movie about Srila Prabhupada. That would have really benefited the world. This Shaktavesh avatar, instead of this whole fantasy of, you know, the avatar they came up with. There were some elements there, but it was like really mixed up.
Bilo bi bolje da se ti milijuni dolara iskoristili da se napravi film o Prabhupadi, o Shaktavesh avatar.
So what about the Krishna avatar?
Šta je sa Krishna avatarom?
Ah, that is something. They should do a movie on the Krishna avatar.
Trebali bi snimiti film o Krishna avataru.
The real blue boy, not the speculation blue boy.
O pravom plavom dječaku.
Ah, he comes. One man said to Prabhupada, how can you say God would come? And Prabhupada's reply was, who can stop him?
Jednom je netko pitao, kako možete učiniti, kako Krishna može doći? On kaže, pa koga može zaustaviti?
One time, Akbar, he was a great king in the 1700s. He had a minister called Birbal. You know Birbal? All the Birbal stories? The true stories.
Posle jedan kralj u 18. stoljeću i on imao ministra koji se zvao
Akbar was Muslim and Birbal was Hindu. There was harmony at certain periods of India's history where the Muslims and Hindus lived very harmoniously together. The politicians made all the problems.
Akbar je bio musliman, a Birbal je bio Hindus.
So,
i oni su to vrijeme živjeli skladno.
Akbar, the king, he was 7 feet tall.
Kralj Akbar je bio jako visok.
This much taller than me.
Ovoliko više od mene.
To be in his army, you had to be 7 feet tall.
Da biste prisustvovali njegovoj
vojsci. Your shoulders had to be this wide.
Trebali ste biti jako visoki i trebali ste imati ovoliko široka ramena.
Powerful man.
To su bili moćni.
He had a sword from here to that speaker.
Imao je mač koji je bio velik odavde pa do ovog zvučnika.
I saw it in the Jaipur Museum.
Vidio sam ga u muzeju u Jaipuru.
Thank God, how can anyone lift that sword?
Mislio sam kako itko može podići ovaj mač.
He was so powerful and he was very much feared in battle because when he would go into battle with his sword, he could cut a man in half and the horse too.
Jako su ga se bojali.
Watch out.
Za vrijeme bitke zato što je mogao prepoloviti čovjeka, a isto tako i njegovog konja.
Yeah, when he would go, you could always tell where Akbar would be because on one side of the trail there'd be half horse, half man. It was like half horse, half man. Oh, Akbar's been fighting here.
I mogli ste znati gdje se Akbar borio jer bi posuda ostavljao tragove polu raskomadanih ljudi i životinja.
But he was also philosopher.
No, on je bio i filozof.
He was also inquisitive. He would inquire from the Muslim mullahs, he would inquire from the Hindu priests, he would inquire from the Christian priests, they were also present in India. He was inquiring, trying to understand the absolute truth. He was not an ordinary person.
Bio je ljubopitljiv i postavljao je pitanja kako muslimanima, tako i kršćanima i hindusima.
It is said, actually, he went to Vrindavan to meet some sadhus who were living there.
Rečeno je čak da je bio u Vrindavanu kako bi sreo neke sadhue, svece koji su tamo živjeli.
So he's walking with Birbal and they're talking.
I hodao s Birbalom i oni su pričali.
And he said, Birbal, you Hindus, what do you call Allah?
I pitao je Birbala, kako vi Hindusi zovete Allaha?
Because Muslims, they say Allah. Al-Akbar, alhamdulillah. Do you speak Arabic? No. Al-Akbar, alhamdulillah. This mantra you need for getting into Muslim countries.
Ovo što sam sad izgovorio vam je potrebno da biste ušli u islamske zemlje.
Many times this mantra has saved me. Like, what are you doing here?
Alhamdulillah.
There is no God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet. Oh, brother, please come. Assalamu alaikum.
Često bi me ovo spasilo kad me pitali što ti radiš ovdje, onda bi rekao nema samo jedan Bog I Muhammed.
So he's saying, we are calling God Allah. What are you calling God, you Hindus?
Tako Akba rekao, mi Boga zovemo Allah, kako ga vi zovete?
So Birbal said, calling him Krishna.
On je rekao, zovemo ga Krishna.
Krishna means the most attractive person.
Krishna znači najprivlačnija osoba.
What does Allah mean? Allah means the all-powerful.
Allah znači najsnažniji, najmoćniji.
So Akbar realized there was one God. He was, but having different names and different spiritual traditions. He was that enlightened.
Akbar je bio toliko prosvjetljen da je znao da je Bog jedan, ali ima različita imena u različitim duhovnim tradicijama.
So Birbal, tell me something about your Krishna.
Birbal, reci mi nešto o svome Krishni.
So Birbal said, Paritanaya sadunam, vinashaya chaduskritam. Dharma, samsta, panartaya, sambhavami, yuge, yuge. Krishna says, in order to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants,
Krishna kaže da bih spasio pobožne I uništio bezbožne,
as well as to reestablish the principles of dharma, religion,
I da bih ponovno uspostavio načela dharme, religije,
sambhavami, yuge, yuge. I come millennium after, I keep coming.
Ja dolazim mileni za milenijem.
In Gita, Krishna says he comes once in a day of Brahma.
U Giti Krishna kaže da dolazi jednom u danu Brahma.
So civilized cultures, they calculate time by the calculation of demigods, not puny earthling time, but calculation by cosmos, demigods time.
Tako da kulturirane civilizacije, one mjere vrijeme prema mjerilu polubogova.
Like a day of Brahma, a night of Brahma, they talk like this, and this cosmic time.
Oni koriste ove izraze dan Brahme, noć Brahme.
So that means Krishna is coming once, he's coming every day.
To znači kada Krishna dolazi, on dolazi svaki dan.
If you take it by the calculation of demigods, God is coming every day and knocking on your door. Hey, jeev jago, gora chandra boli, wake up.
Po proračunima polubogova, Gospodin dolazi svaki dan I kuca na vaša vrata da se probudite.
Some people say, how can there be God? He doesn't know, he doesn't come. Hey, every day he's knocking on your door, stupid.
Neki kažu, pa kako Bog, Boga uopće nema, on uopće ne dolazi, ali on dolazi svaki dan.
The problem is not with God, the problem is you don't open the door.
Problem nije u Bogu, već u tome što mi ne otvaramo vrata.
Your business is to ignore God.
Mi zaboravljamo, mi ignoriramo Boga.
If some every day, boom, boom, someone's knocking on your door, you don't knock, whose problem is it? It's your problem.
Ako netko kuca svaki dan na vaša vrata, a vi ne otvarate, čiji je to problem?
You know, sometimes I see the number on my phone. No, I can't do that.
Priznaj da nekad vidim broj, neki broj na svom telefonu I da se ne javljam.
I'm sorry, but I do that sometimes.
Žao mi, ali nekad to činim.
And so do you.
Ali vi isto. Vi isto to činite.
I mean, I answer it later. Yeah, right.
Odgovorim kasnije.
But that's very impolite.
To je nekulturno.
You know, so if God is calling and you're not responding, it's your problem.
Ako Bog zove, a vi ne odgovarate, onda je to vaš problem.
In every age he's coming and giving a particular process of dharma or spiritual enlightenment that is suitable for that age.
On dolazi u svako doba I razdoblju I onda daje put dharme koji je pogodan za to određeno doba.
We may have forgotten him for centuries, for eons of time, for many births. He hasn't forgotten us for one moment.
Možda smo mi njega stoljećima zaboravljali, ali on nas nije zaboravio niti na trenutak.
So, Birbal quoted this verse, he was a scholar.
Birbal je bio učena osoba I on je citirao ovaj stih.
Akbar became very angry.
Akbar se jako razljutio.
Because in Islamic tradition you're not allowed to conceive of the personality of Allah.
Jer u islamskoj tradiciji osobnost Allaha se ne smije objaviti.
You're not allowed to imagine a form to his form or his associate's form or what the spiritual world looks like. And there's a reason for that.
Ne smijete zamišljati njegov oblik, njegovo prebivalište ili njegove pratitelje, i zato postoji razlog.
Because it's not revealed in the Quran.
Jer to nije razotkriveno u Koranu.
We're not saying that's right or wrong. It's just at that particular time, place and circumstance in history, Muhammad didn't reveal that information.
Ne kažemo da je to dobro ili loše, već u to vrijeme, u tim povijesnim okolnostima, Muhammed nije razotkrio te podatke.
Just like Jesus said, I have more to teach you. You're not ready to hear it.
Kao što Isus rekao, imam vam još mnogo toga reći, ali vi niste spremni čuti.
The avatar reveals as much as the people of that time can assimilate, understand and practice.
Avatar razotkriva onoliko koliko ljudi u to vrijeme, u tom razdoblju mogu shvatiti, razumjeti i prakticirati.
So you read the Quran from cover to cover, you won't find any description of God.
Ako čitate Kur'an, tu nećete od korice do korice nećete pronaći opise Boga.
So don't speculate.
Stoga nemojte spekulirati.
They say don't speculate. So when they hear the Gita and the Bhagavatam, how you can say that this is the form of God, that God would come to this, they get very angry.
So kada čuju Gitu ili Bhagavatam, ona se jako naljute. Kako možete reći da je ovo oblik Boga?
You beer ball, took him by the neck. You say God would come to this world, you're a heathen, you're a rascal. I'm going to take your head off. But I'm your chief minister. Okay.
Onda ga Akbar uhvatio za vrat i rekao, koji si ti, ti si poganin, ti si nitkov, kako možeš reći da se Bog pojavlja u ovom svijetu?
There's no good reason, he screamed. There's no good reason that he would come.
Ne postoji dobar razlog zbog kojeg bi on došao.
To this world of birth and death.
U ovaj svijet rođenja i smrti.
Why would he come here?
Zašto bi on došao ovdje?
He's there. This is the playground of illusion.
On je tamo, ovo je igralište iluzije.
What's a nice person like you doing in this part of town?
Što? Što ovako krasna osoba radi u ovom kvartu?
He was very angry.
Jako se razljutio.
Suddenly, Birbal's grandson was playing in a little pond of water near the. He's only 5 years old. He's trying to catch frogs.
Unuk Birbalin unuk se igrao negdje u lokvi vode pokušavajući uhvatiti žabu.
In clear view of everyone, the boy fell in the water trying to catch a frog.
I taj dječak je pao u vodu pokušavajući uhvatiti žabu.
And he couldn't swim.
I nije znao plivati.
And he started sinking.
I počeo je tonuti.
Drowning.
Utapati se.
You can only be without oxygen for 4 minutes and 23 seconds and then your brain switches off. And
bez pod vodom možete biti samo 4 minute 23 sekunde bez kisika i onda se vaš
Akbar
mozak
saw this. This is his grandson.
I Akbar je vidio.
He took off his crown, studded with all kinds of rubies and diamonds and pearls. You know, he's a big man. His crown was like this big. Boom, it fell over on the dust. Took off his jewels. Took off his armor. His plate. His sword. His knife, his shoes. He was down to his kopens.
I onda je Akbar skinuo svoju ogromnu krunu s velikim draguljima, skinuo je svoj oklop, svoje oružje, skinuo je svoje čizme i ostao mu je samo donje rublje.
Yeah, you got most of it. And he started running.
Počeo je trčati.
Naked practically.
Gotovo nag.
There's a whole story about the king without clothes, but it's another story.
Postoji čitava priča o caru bez odjeće.
He was a good swimmer.
No, to je druga priča, a on je bio dobar plivač.
He was very talented. Many think Akbar was a very far out guy. And he dove to the bottom of the pond with his little finger, picked that boy up, came to the surface, put him on the side, slapped him on the back, all the water came out. All right, Mataji's, you take care. Then he walked back and all his servants, you know, they're putting on his clothes and they have to get on a ladder to put on the thing on his head.
I onda je zaronio i uhvatio je dječaka svojim malim prstom, izvukao ga na površinu, lupio ga po leđima tako da je sva voda izašla van, prepustio ga ženama i onda su njegovi sluge ga počeli oblačiti, a da bi mu stavili krunu morali su uzeti ljestve koliko je bio visok.
To king's appearance is very important. You have to appear very regal, powerful, charismatic, beautiful, before your subjects to instill some awe and veneration, they'll follow you. That's part of being a king.
Za kraljeve je jako važno kako izgledaju, zato što je oni svojim kraljevskim izgledom i dostojanstvom umuljevaju u svoje podanike osjećaj poštovanja.
Sadhus are just the opposite. They don't want any attention. They want to give all the attention to Krishna.
Sadhu i sveci, oni su potpuno suprotni. Oni su svoju pažnju žele posvetiti Krišni.
So they don't have any marks of distinction and special clothes and special ornaments. Sometimes it's hard to find the real sadhu because he just kind of melts into the crowd. He doesn't want any attention.
I pravi sadhu, prava sveta osoba, ne želi nikakvu pažnju. Ponekad ga nećete čak niti zamijetiti koliko se stapa s okolinom, jer ne želi nikakve znakove obilježe ili neku odjeću ili ukrase.
One old man told the story how he received an invitation to a lecture on Bhagavad Gita in New York in 1965.
Jedan starac je ispričao priču kako je dobio pozivnicu za predavanje iz Bhagavad Gita 1965.
He was into philosophy, so he went to the hall, and there was 25 or 30 people seated there waiting for the speaker to come.
I ušao je u dvoranu u kojoj je već bilo oko 30 ljudi koji su čekali govornika da dođe.
And the lecture was scheduled at 7 p.m. in the evening.
I predavanje trebalo početi u 7 sati navečer.
So the man said he came a little early and he sat in the chairs and he sat next to one Indian man in robes who was chanting on his prayer beads.
Te čovjek je rekao da je došao u ranju je malo i sjeo je pokraj jednog Indica koji je u indijskoj odjeći izgovarao mantru na svoje brojanice.
So it came time for the lecture, 7 p.m. and nobody knows nobody on the stage.
Došlo je vrijeme za predavanje u 7 sati, ali na pozornici nikoga nije
bilo. People are, you know, looking at their watches, like, who's giving the lecture tonight? Like, it's 7:10 already.
I ljudi su pogledavali na svoje satove i pitali se ko daje predavanje već je 7 sati i 10 minuta.
And that American man, he kind of looked around, and the Indian man in the orange robes, he had his watch, and he 7:15 he stood up and he walked, and then he went up on the stage and he sat down on the bare stage and started speaking Bhagavad Gita, and that was Srila Prabhupada.
I onda je taj Amerikanac vidio tog Indica koji je pogledao na svoj sat, vidio da je 7:15, ustao je i otišao na praznu pozornicu i počeo držati predavanje iz Bhagavad Gita.
Trinadapi sanichana torapi sahishana manina manikirtana. The devotees' most precious quality is their humility.
Ta osoba je bila Prabhupad i najveća odlika bhakte je poniznost.
Because a true devotee has realized, in realizing how great is God, realizes how small he is or she is.
Zato što istinski bhakta svača, svačajući veličinu Boga, on uistinu razumije i svoju veličinu.
So that you can't always see. But the king, his duty, you have to obey the king. So he has to be very powerful on his white horse with all his armor. Hello, do what I say. Sir, yes, sir.
No, kraljeva je dužnost da on izgleda kraljevski, da ima svoj oklop i konja i da ga svi poštuju.
So therefore, at some point, even the Raj Rishi, he walks away from it. He walks away from his kingdom, his treasury, his horses, his family. He puts on the simple white cloth. He becomes Babaji. You would never know he was king. What did you do before you became Babaji? Ah, I was emperor.
Tako ponekad i Raja Riši napuštaju svoje kraljevstvo, riznice, konje, sve svoje posjede i oblače, jednostavno odišu i postaju Babaji.
All of us should walk away from it at one point. Na danam, na janam, na sundarim. All of that business. You have to, either you walk away for it willingly, or death makes you embarrassed by taking it all away forcibly.
Svi ćemo morati jednom sve napustiti. Ili ćemo to učiniti dobrovoljno, ili će nam biti oduzeto smrću.
It doesn't really mean you have to walk into the forest of Croatia, but at least in your heart, you have to renounce it for service to Krishna.
To ne znači da morate otići u hrvatske šume, već barem u svome srcu se trebate odvojiti.
So, we're coming to a conclusion here.
Došli smo do zaključka.
I'm also very hungry.
I ja sam jako gladan.
Some devotees are like,
neki od vas već gledaju na sat.
You were joking, weren't you, when you said 4 hours like Radhana Swami?
Šalio si se za nekad si rekao da ćeš govoriti 4 sata.
So Akbar, he was all dressed and they're walking. And Birbal said, now you understand why God comes to the material world?
Akbar se obukao, oni su nastavili hodati i onda ga je Birbal pitao, jel sad razumiješ zašto Bog silazi u ovaj svijet?
And Akbar goes, Birbal, what are you talking about?
A Birbal, o čemu ti to pričaš?
Now I understand why God comes to the material world. What are you talking about?
Sad razumijem zašto Bog dolazi u materijalni svijet. O čemu ti to?
I just saved my son from drowning. What does that have to do with God coming to the world, you nonsense?
Upravo sam spasio sina od utapanja. Kakve to veze ima s Bogom koji silazi u ovaj svijet?
God sends Muhammad.
Bog šalje Muhameda.
He doesn't have to come himself.
Ne mora sam doći.
It's blasphemous, Birbal. He was getting angry again.
Razljutio se, rekao, ti si krivokletnik.
So Birbal said, no, you see, your grandson was drowning.
On je rekao, ne, tvoj se unuk utapao.
And you took it upon yourself to save him.
A ti si ga sam krenuo spasiti.
My dear king, you had so many soldiers here.
Dragi moj kralju, ti ovdje imaš toliko vojnika.
So many ministers, so many servants. I'm also a good swimmer.
Toliko ministara, toliko slugu, ja sam dobar plivač.
Around the pond there were so many soldiers. You could have just said, jump in, save the boy immediately. Hey, done.
Oko tog jezera je bilo mnogo vojnika i mogao si jednostavno reći, uskoči, spasi ga.
But because he's your grandson, you have a personal relationship, attachment. You felt that you had to do it personally. And you did it well, my dear king. Bravo.
No, budući da se radilo o tvom vlastitom unuku, ti si shvatio da to moraš sam učiniti.
So try to understand, Krishna has a very personal relationship with every created being.
Stoga pokušajte shvatiti da Krishna ima osobni odnos sa svakim stvorenim bićem.
He has a very intimate, loving relationship with every created being. No one's extra special. He loves everyone equally.
Ima jako prisni, intimni odnos sa svakim živim bićem i nema iznimaka, izuzetaka.
Just like Prabhupada said, the genuine spiritual master has no favorites amongst his disciples. He loves all his disciples equally.
Kao što je Prabhupada rekao, istinski duhovni učitelj nema miljenika među svojim učenicima.
And tries to elevate all of them back to the kingdom of God.
On sve njih pokušava uzdignuti u Božje kraljevstvo.
So Akbar, you saved your grandson. So Krishna, he's sending Muhammad. He's sending Jesus. He's sending. But sometimes he feels in his heart the need to come personally and supervise the task. So it is going well? All right, thank you. All right, so I'll take a few million back with me now. Sometimes, and Akbar said, very good point, Birbal. I am accepting what you were saying.
Dakle, on ponekad šalje Muhameda ili Isusa, ali ponekad shvaća da to treba sam učiniti. I Akbar je na kraju shvaćao da to zapravo u istinu tako.
So why does God come?
Zašto Bog dolazi?
Namo maha badanaya Krishna prem padayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne go. The hint is given in the modern incarnation.
U ovoj suvremenoj inkarnaciji daje se naznaka toga.
When Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami first met Lord Chaitanya and Rama Kali.
Kada su Rupa i Sanatan Goswami prvi puta sreli gospodina Chaitanya.
Mahaprabhu was going from Bengal to Vrindavan, but he deviated north because his devotees were there. He wanted to deliver them.
Mahaprabhu išao iz Bengala u Vrindavan, ali je na tom putu skrenuo sjeverno jer su tamo bili njegovi bhakte koje želio spasiti.
So tradition is when sadhu comes to your town, your village, the whole town goes out to the frontier of the village and receives the sadhu, brings him into the village, sits him down, welcomes him, speak, and when it's time for sadhu to go, the whole village goes with him to the border of the town. Bye-bye, thank you, come again. So everyone went to receive Mahaprabhu. Oh, this Mahaprabhu is coming.
Tradicija je takva da kada neka sveta osoba se pristupa selu ili mjestu, onda čitavo selo, svi mještani dolaze da bi ga primili i uvedu ga u selu, posjednu ga i kada je on spreman otići, onda ga svi isto tako otprate.
So they'd never met. Mahaprabhu had never seen Rupa. He'd never seen Sanatan, of course, in this life, but
Mahaprabhu nikad nije vidio Rupu i Sanatanu, barem ne u ovom životu.
There are his gopis in the spiritual world. That's another thing.
U duhovnom svijetu su oni njegove gopije, to je druga tema.
And Rupa was poet.
Rupa je bio pjesnik.
He, one of the qualities of a devotee is poetic.
Jedna od odlika bhakte je da on pjesnik.
As soon as he saw the beautiful form of Chaitanya, this verse just flowed from his mouth like the Ganges flows to the sea. Namo Maha Badanaya Krishna Prem Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Go. You who were Krishna, you who were bluish like the monsoon cloud, now you've become Chaitanya, you become golden.
I čim je vidio gospodina Čaitanju, riječi su potekle kao što Ganga teče prema moru.
Krishnaya, Krishna, Chaitanya, you're the same person, but in this incarnation you're a little different. What are you doing? You're flooding the whole world with Krishna Prema by ordering everyone to chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Namo Shtute, I offer my obeisances to your lotus feet.
Prije si bio plave puti, sada si zlatne puti i čitav svijet preplavljuješ ovom ljubavlju prema Bogu i odajem ti svoje poštovanje.
You are the most merciful incarnation ever to come, and you've come out of what? Compassion.
Ti si najmilostivija inkarnacija koja je ikada došla, a došao si iz samilosti.
That's why God comes.
Zato Bog dolazi.
He comes out of compassion.
Dolazi iz samilosti.
Knowing how much we're suffering here.
Znajući koliko ovdje patimo.
And he's also personally present in this age. Kali Kali Namo Rupa Krishna Avatar. He's present in the sound of his name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
I osobno je prisutan u zvuku svoga imena.
Well, let's not hide in the shade. Let's go out into the beautiful sunshine and open our arms and receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into our hearts.
Nemojmo se skrivati u sjeni, već izađimo na svjetlo i otvorimo svoje ruke da primimo milost gospodina Chaitanya u svoje srce.
Don't to hide in the shade of our ignorance.
Želimo se skrivati u sjeni svog neznanja.
We're enlightened to the fact that Mahaprabhu has appeared and he's giving us his holy name, and it's all we need to become fully spiritually enlightened. Just Hare Krishna and Rama.
Mi smo prosvjetljeni u tome da je gospodin Čaitanja dao svoje sveto ime i dao nam ljubav prema Bogu.
So to receive that compassion, the way we do that, kirtani yad sada hari, Prabhupada said, if you've got time, chant Hare Krishna.
Tu samilost možemo dobiti pjevajući Hare Krishna.
Don't put it off for a few days, a few weeks. Don't put it off for another lifetime.
Nemojte to odlagati idućih tjedan dana ili za idući život.
It's authorized. Become serious. Chant regularly. Hare Krishna.
Mantite redovno. To je odobreno.
Chant 16 rounds a day.
Mantite 16 krugova
dnevno. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said whenever he heard the chime of the kartals, the devotees play very fancy kartals here in Zagreb. Whenever you hear the chime and the beat of the mridanga, boom, boom, boom. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when I hear that, I run to the kirtan. He said, when I hear that kartal, I run to the kirtan.
Čim čujete zvuk karatala ili mridange, Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže, ja trčim u kirtan.
And then whenever you have the opportunity, take the kirtan of the holy names to the streets, because that's where Srinam, Prabhu, he's most merciful.
I kad god imate priliku, onda taj kirtan izvedite na ulice, jer je upravo tu Srinam najmilostiviji.
Holy name's a person.
Sveta imena su osobe.
Conscious person.
Svjesne osobe.
The supreme person.
Vrhovna osoba.
Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Krishna's present in the sound of his name. He's so calm. When you're doing japa, oh, Chaito Darpanamar. He's cleansing, cleansing.
Krishna je prisutan u svojim imenima i kada izgovaramo mantre, kada mantramo svoj džapu, tada se naše srce pročišćava.
He's even more present when you come together and as a congregation and chant very loudly.
Još je prisutniji kada se zajedno okupimo i glasno pjevamo.
But when you take him to the streets and you share the mercy of the holy name with those who have not heard the holy name, if you do that, Srinam just showers you with mercy. That's when he's most merciful.
A kada sveto ime izvedete na ulicu i dijelite ga onima koji još nisu čuli za njega, tada je Srinam najmilostiviji.
Like Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan. They're all perfect. Dwarka is perfect, but Mathura, because of the revelation of Rasa, is more perfect. But Vrindavan is most perfect.
Kao što su Dvaraka, Matura i Vrindavan, svo troje savršeni. Matura je savršenija od Dvarake, a Vrindavan je najsavršeniji.
So if you want a lot of mercy, you have to take the kol. That's the kol. the drum and the kartals and your lovely voices and go to your downtown streets and chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And you have good musicians here.
Ovdje imate dobre glazbenike.
I've noticed lots very artistic. This gentleman is, he's like nectar when he plays the guitar.
Ovaj gospodin je poput, kad on svira gitaru, to je poput nektara.
Like the embellishments on the melody, it just, he just brings out, it's like so nice.
To su poput ukrasa na melodiji.
And the flute player,
woo. I svirač flaute.
I was thinking maybe he got lessons from Krishna.
Mislio sam da ga možda sam Krishna poučavao.
And the kirtans, the girls who were singing, it was like I could have listened for hours.
I djevojke koje su pjevale, mogao bih satima slušati.
And the violin, oh, I love the violin.
I svidjela mi se violina.
You don't see this everywhere, you know. I have some places that they're still learning the kartal. What is it? No. 1, 2, 3. Okay. They can't even get it. Here you have some talent, so bring all that talent together, take it to the streets and be blessed.
Nećete to vidjeti svuda, postoje neka mjesta gdje glazbenici šuče svirati karatale, tako da ovdje ste blagoslovljeni i trebate to iskoristiti.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he said, this kirtan, this samkirtan, which means public kirtan, in the form of chanting or restaurants or festivals, however you spread the holy name, he said, this will do good for you. And this will do good for the public as well.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je rekao da je javno pjevanje sankirtan dobro za nas, a dobro i za druge.
Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Bhagavad Gita as it is ki. Srinam Prabhu ki. Gopimanande.